Welcome to Monday Morning Inspiration, a production of Christian Growth Ministry featuring Bible teacher Brad Simon. It's our prayer and desire to inspire and encourage you to grow in your faith and walk closer with the Lord.
Nestled between Twin Peaks in a peaceful valley lies the prosperous community, Colossae. Here, commerce and agriculture flourish. Among the affluent stands Philemon, a man whose wealth extends beyond the boundaries of his flourishing estate. The flickering candles in his grand residence illuminate not only the affluent surroundings, but also the faces of those who gather to worship. Under the leadership of Philemon, his wife Alphia, and son Archippus, the church at Colossae takes root. Within the walls of their home, believers come together to worship, pray, and study the scriptures and teachings of the apostles. Little did Philemon realize his life marked by generosity and hospitality would take an unexpected turn. His faith would soon face a profound test, his convictions tested in ways he never expected. Onesimus, a runaway slave who had stolen money from Philemon, returns to his home carrying two letters. The first was a letter from the Apostle Paul for Philemon to read to the congregation meeting in his home. The second was a personal letter from the Apostle directed to Philemon himself. In it, Paul tenderly implored his friend Philemon to receive back his disobedient slave and forgive him. Onesimus had robbed his master and then fled to Rome, hoping to be lost in the crowded city. But in the providence of God, he met Paul and accepted Christ as his Savior. While in Rome, Onesimus grew in his faith. The Apostle Paul taught him from the Scriptures, and Onesimus ministered to Paul in his imprisonment. As time passed, Paul knew if Onesimus was to continue to mature in his faith, he needed to seek forgiveness from those he wronged. Amid the flickering candlelight of his prison cell, Paul crafts a profound plea for forgiveness and reconciliation. Memories of Onesimus flooded Philemon's thoughts. The runaway slave and thief had caused him financial loss, and bitterness threatened to take root in his heart. The law permitted a master to execute a rebellious slave, but Philemon was a Christian. If he forgave Onesimus, what would the other masters think? Would other slaves follow his lead? But if he punished him, how would it affect his Christian testimony and ministry in Colossae? What a dilemma! Bound by legal and social standards, yet as a believer in Christ, Philemon knew he was called to a higher standard. Scripture does not reveal the fate of Onesimus. However, from church history, we learn Onesimus received forgiveness and later followed Timothy as the bishop of the church at Ephesus. While there, he continued Timothy's work gathering and preserving the scrolls of the writings of the Apostle Paul. Onesimus was instrumental in producing the first scroll containing a collection of Paul's letters. With this publication of the Pauline letters, the history of the New Testament as a fixed collection of books properly begins. The parchment scroll carried by Onesimus provided the advice Philemon needed. Paul's profound insights provide timeless lessons for believers about forgiveness, unity, and the life-changing impact of Christ. Forgiveness comes from the heart. For this reason, although I have great boldness in Christ to command you to do what is right, I appeal to you instead on the basis of love. Philemon 8-9. Paul knew if commanded, Philemon would forgive Onesimus out of obligation, but bitterness and resentment could remain in Philemon's heart. True forgiveness must come freely from the heart. Paul urged Philemon to see beyond past wrongs and allow love to triumph over the social norms of the day. In his letter, Paul invites Philemon to break down the walls of unforgiveness and go beyond expectations by extending love and grace. It inspires believers to express the love and forgiveness exemplified by Christ. Forgiveness has a cost. If he has wronged you in any way or owes you anything, charge that to my account. I, Paul, write this with my own hand. I will repay it, not to mention to you that you owe me even your very self. Philemon 18:19. Forgiveness always comes at a cost to the one granting forgiveness. Forgiving Onesimus came at a cost for Philemon. He experienced the loss of his work as a slave and the monetary value of what he had stolen. Paul tells Philemon to charge it to his account. Forgiving someone does not erase or undo the wrong. When justice, or vengeance, is implemented, the person who hurt us pays the price. When we choose to forgive, we pay the price. The debt is charged to our account. We are reminded of the enormous debt we had as sinners and how it was all charged to the account of the Lord Jesus at Calvary. In order for God to forgive sin, His Son had to pay the price of His death on the cross. We receive His righteousness, He receives our sin. He made the one who did not know sin to be sin for us, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Forgiveness restores unity. Once He was useless to you, but now He is useful to both you and to me, for perhaps this is why He was separated from you for a brief time, so that you might get Him back permanently, no longer a slave, but more than a slave, as a dearly loved brother. He is especially so to me, but how much more to you, both in the flesh and in the Lord. Philemon 11:16. Paul's focus was on genuine reconciliation rather than just resolution. Philemon not only received Onesimus back, but under better conditions than he had known him before. Philemon received him not as a slave, but as a beloved brother in Christ. In forgiving others, we are to strive to rebuild the relationship. Forgiveness is not just a single act, but a step towards restoring unity within the community of believers. Philemon and Onesimus provide an example of what true forgiveness can accomplish. The forgiving and forgiven, united in Christ for the work of ministry. Christ is the example. Therefore, as God's chosen ones, holy and dearly loved, put on compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another if anyone has a grievance against another. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you are also to forgive. Colossians 3:12-13. As Philemon read these words to his congregation, he was reminded again of his need to forgive Onesimus. Jesus provided the example by forgiving us. In sending his former slave for restoration, Paul was asking Philemon to do what Jesus had done for him. Throughout his ministry, Jesus set an example of forgiveness. He forgave the woman caught in adultery, the paralytic on the mat, the woman who anointed his feet. He even asked for forgiveness for those who crucified him. The greatest test of our understanding and acceptance of God's forgiveness is whether we will forgive others. If we comprehend how much God has forgiven us and what it costs to provide that forgiveness, we will not be so reluctant to offer forgiveness to others. Let all bitterness, anger, and wrath, shouting and slander be removed from you, along with all malice. And be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving one another, just as God also forgave you in Christ. Ephesians 4, 31 and 32. An example to follow. Just as Philemon forgave Onesimus, Scripture encourages believers to forgive others who have wronged us. Forgiveness liberates us from the thoughts of disappointment, bitterness, and resentment, and allows God to give us the healing we need. Forgiving others for what they have done to us or to our loved ones is perhaps one of the hardest things for us to do. Certainly, the pain and hurt are real, and the thought of forgiveness may seem impossible, but the pain of living with the burden of bitterness and unforgiveness will quench the Spirit of God in our lives and ruin our relationship with others. Forgiveness allows the love of Christ to heal and restore the relationship. We may never know the mighty way in which God will use the person we forgive. Like Onesimus, our forgiveness may free them to serve Him in ways we could never imagine. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we are forever grateful for your love and forgiveness. We thank you for Paul's letter to Philemon, reminding us to forgive others as you have forgiven us. Help us let go of bitterness and resentment and truly forgive others. May your Holy Spirit inspire within us your divine love and compassion for others, looking beyond their past and seeing them for what they can become. In the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
You have been listening to Monday Morning Inspiration. We pray you were inspired by today's podcast and encourage you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a rating and review and share it with your friends. For more information, go to ChristianGrowthMinistry.com. Thank you for listening.